Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, okay. We were on mute there. I love this. Okay, welcome to Eagle's Nest Broadcasting. I'm your host, Tim, Tim Roden, and we are broadcasting live tonight from our studios deep in the heart of Texas. We're going to be discussing coronavirus tonight. Just a few things. Just got a message from one of my coworkers at work about a warning out of the Pentagon. And quite frankly, I'm not sure what to think of it since I don't know the person sending the message. I mean, it's probably a good warning, something to keep heed of. And she was basically warning everybody to make sure you got a 2 weeks supply of all the essentials because you probably won't be leaving the house in a self-quarantine fashion for 2 weeks. As far as going out anywhere, right now they're suggesting do not congregate in groups of more than 250. I was looking at doing a golf tournament this weekend. I'm rethinking that right now. I've not paid my entry fee, so we can always back out on that one. So we're gonna look at that and see what we can get away with. If we could still get out and play a little golf, we will. But probably not in the group. All right. Let's see here. The main thing I've got this I've got a post here from my wife, so let's look at that for a little bit. And in this it says, "Hey friends, just let you know, COVID-19 is not some crazy overreaction driven by media and politicians." I put a post up this afternoon on my Facebook page. It basically says, if you respect the problem, you will solve it. If you poo-poo the problem, it will get worse. If you lie to me, I'm solving the wrong problem. So let's, my big problem with the COVID-19 is finding the right problem. Are we getting the right information from the media? What media should I be listening to? Is the president getting the right facts? Is he giving us the right facts? Is somebody lying? Who is it lying? Or is this really as bad as they say it's going to be? If we poo-poo it, I promise you this is going to be a big deal. If we treat it seriously, see, the thing is, this is like the Y2K bug. If you don't treat it, that thing really never materialized. Excuse me, I was in on solving the Y2K bug. We knew about it in 1993. There were some professional articles written about it that early. And we worked on that thing for 6 years. The day that it came out, there was some bugs. In the program that I was working on, those bugs were actually fixed by January 2nd, about noon. Okay? We solved it. We fixed the problem. No, it wasn't as bad as people thought it would be, but the problem was fixed. Hundreds of thousands, well, tens of thousands, of professional computer programmers. Many came out of retirement. People who knew COBOL, whatever, came out of retirement and worked on it. And we solved it. and it did not become an issue. I love it when somebody says, it was never a problem. Because in reality, that meant somebody did their job. Somebody did a good job. Comes to the coronavirus. They're telling us this is going to be a big deal. Now, here's the facts. A person gives the flu to 1 to 1.3 people they meet. Coronavirus is shared with 2 to 3 people you meet. Sounds like a small increase, but exponentially, that means the virus is really moving, okay? Just think of it. Most Christians never share the gospel with one person. Yet it goes around the world. Okay? Most Amway distributors never sponsor a single person into the business. Yet there are hundreds of thousands of Amway distributors out there. When it comes to this, everybody's going to give it to somebody. And it is going to grow like wildfire. If you're pregnant, you risk complications. If you have diabetes, you have a high risk of complications. If you are under 50, good for you. You have 1% mortality rate. If you're over 80, that comes 15%. Way higher than the flu. I saw that there was a couple in Italy married 60 years. That meant they were at least 80. Okay, if they got married at age 20, they were 80. Then they actually, and they died within 2 hours of each other. Okay. If you're on meds that affect your immune system, if you carry COVID-19 for 2 to 4 days with no symptoms and give it to someone, you can transmit for 14 days even with little or mild symptoms. 80% of people who have no to mild symptoms never go to the doctor, but you can transmit it to your loved ones who are vulnerable. Kids age 0 to 10 have zero mortality, and they can carry it and spread the virus. This comes from John Stevens of Chapelwood, UMC, Houston. Pray for them. Pray for those who could be affected here. Now, for those of you who are in ministry, are in church, I'm going to recommend several things. One, blog talk radio. Good way to share the gospel. People are at home. They're bored. They're going to be on the internet. Play something. Play this for them. How about YouTube? Yeah, make a YouTube video. You can also be doing live stream. A lot of churches already do live streaming. But, you're at home. If you got control of your church's live stream account, make a broadcast. Share the gospel. This is going to be a good time for that. Facebook Live. Ooh, that's a good idea. Why don't you do a Facebook Live video? Share the gospel. All right, let me see. Hospital leaders fear a spike in the cases. Facebook leaders fear a spike in the number of cases, and they cannot handle it. If you get a severe case of this, you're going to need to be on a respirator. There's only so many respirators out there. That is why there's going to be decisions made as to who's going to survive. If you're asthmatic, your rates go up. If you have bronchitis, yeah, the chances of you dying from this are going to go up. If you're a healthy person to begin with, you should be fine. Just survive it. Quarantine yourself and don't give it to somebody else. I have a daughter in the nursing business, and she's been told not to see anyone when she leaves work. Go straight home. Don't see anyone. Self-quarantine before you come back the next day. Because guess what? If she gets it and she gives it to one of those patients in the nursing home are going to be the easiest to kill off this way. So we're not going to be, we've already not had contact with her, but even more so, we've been chatting with her otherwise, but not live. The internet's going to be our main thing, way to communicate with each other. There's a lot of ways to do it. If you can get involved in some online classes, I mean, next 2 weeks is going to be a great time to do some online teaching. If you can do that. While the quarantine was going on in China, we were able to do a lot through VIP Kids as far as teaching a lot of classes. If you've got a way to make money online with the internet, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I'm going to have a real challenge the next couple of weeks. If the quarantine goes, if I end up getting quarantined, I mean, I've lost money, okay? Because if I can't go to work, I can't go to work. We're already talking about, we're going to start a remodel at our store, so we'll be closing the lobby anyway. But I'm like, yeah, great time to do it. do it when you can't. There's nobody to be in contact with there. But we really do need to be in prayer. We need to. It's a good time to get your life right. Get yourself situated. Get yourself rapture ready. Speaking of which, I'm going to turn to the scripture and we're going to look at this and see where this all fits in. But for right now, let's go to a commercial. Let's see what Lifetime Pro has to say.
Double sixes. Can't hit me now.
Let's see. Oops. Snake eyes. I get to go backwards. Hitting you.
Hey, you can't go backwards and back, Aaron.
Sure you can. It's in the rules. If a player rolls snake
Let
eyes.
Let me see. You wrote that in there.
So it's still in the rule book.
Rules. They provide standards for people to live by.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I roll a 4, I get to knock your pieces on the floor.
There are standards God wrote for us in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? And if I roll a 5, I get to kick you in the foot.
Ow! Okay, I get to hit you on the head.
Wait.
What?
You didn't roll the dice yet.
Oh, yeah. 9! Ow!
As we walk away from God's standards and create our own rules, we create confusion.
Ow! Ooh. Ow! Ow!
7!
If things aren't working out for you in your life, give the Bible a chance.
Let's play something less violent.
Hockey?
My rules.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
All right, we are back, Sunday Night Live with Tim Roden here on Eagle's Nest Broadcasting. All right, we're going to look at Revelation chapter 6 a minute. Revelation 6 briefly gives a description of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Let's look at the four for a minute. And we'll see where we are in this. And I saw the Lamb open one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, as it were, a voice of thunder, come and see. And I saw, lo, a white horse, and he that sat sitting upon it, having a bow, there was given to him a crown, and went forth overcoming, Okay, I'm reading the wrong translation here. Let me pull up one that I can understand here. So as it were, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. We're still trying to figure out who that is. I haven't seen anybody on a white horse conquering conquer, but, you know, coming with peace. And second seal beast came and said, well, they all didn't know. The horse was red. Power was given to him to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So here we are fighting. Great war. A lot of people thought World War II was this, but it didn't come out to be so. So is this still something in the future? Let's find out. And open the third seal. And I heard the voice of a third beast saying, come and see. And I beheld a black horse. He has a pair of balances. And I heard in the midst of the beast saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you hurt not the oil and wine. Okay, so we got wheat and barley that you can buy and take a penny, which was a day's wage to buy that wheat or penny. Let's see what it says there on another. So it talks about severe inflation with the everyday. Stuff. This is a denarius in the original version. Not necessarily a penny, but a denarius. Silver coin, it's gold standard, equal to about a guinea or $5.25. Four pound, 8.66 pence. For those of you in Britain. All right. And in the midst, and let's see. Let's look at the fourth seal. Back to old King James. A fourth seal. And I heard a voice saying, come and see. And I looked and behold, a pale horse. And on his name was given death. And hell and Hades, it says hell in King James, but it's Hades, followed with him, which is the holding place of the dead. And power was given unto him to take a fourth part of the earth and to kill with a sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the field. Death would be plagues. So this is just one of the plagues. I think right now what they're doing is experimenting with plagues. Just my personal opinion. If this doesn't, you know, we had H1N1 that killed quite a few people, but didn't kill everybody. It didn't kill a fourth of the earth, I'll tell you that. We had West Nile virus. We had we've had a number of these bugs come through. They all sound scary when they're in a lab at the CDC, but when they actually get out and get around, yeah, it kills a few people, but it really doesn't kill everybody. But if we end up getting quarantined over this one, I mean, I can see people dying of hunger because they didn't stock up on enough food. With the sword, yeah, we start shooting each other for food. And the beast of the earth, that would be interesting, especially if it can't be this because I really don't see the beast of the earth coming in and starting eating humans unless it starts messing with the food supply in the wild. You know, bears generally leave people alone. But if they really get hungry, they will come after people. Same with the other wild lions. There's a natural fear of there's a natural fear out there of people. So this is a test run for what's going to happen down the road. So basically, you think you're scared now, wait till later. But fortunately, this is going to be after the rapture. I've proven that before on one of my shows. I'm not sure on this network. I know I did on Rapture Ready, but I think probably next time we ought to come in and prove that. But we're going to show you where all this happens after the rapture. Yeah. It's nice to know that that's the fact. I know there's some teachers out there to say differently, and I respect them. I'm not going to argue on their salvation. But I can argue with their scholarship, okay? We can argue scholarship, but we're not going to argue salvation with them. Because I tell you, God loves the simple, but he also loves giving a lot of meat so that even the best scholar has a hard time devouring everything that he has to say in the Word. Because this is a complicated book. A lot of stuff is opening up. A lot of stuff is coming to fruition. But the rapture hasn't happened yet. Yes, there is a rapture. I can prove that very simply. Proving that it's going to happen before this event is a little more difficult, but it's there. So we're going to do that next time, okay? This is not the final one. Matthew chapter 24, let's go there real fast. Because Matthew chapter 24, let me see if I can get there. Yeah. Signs of the end of the age. This parallels a lot with what's there in Revelation chapter 6. Jesus said to him, "Heed not that no man deceive you," the white horse. "There shall come many in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and deceive many. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars." The red horse. "So you're not troubled. These things must come to pass, but the end's not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places." There it is. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." The end's not yet. The end is not yet. People are preparing for the apocalypse. What are they preparing for? The whole book of Revelation. They're preparing. So, are you preparing to go through it? Or are you preparing to get away from it? Are you rapture ready? That's the question. Are you rapture ready? It's real simple. Do is ask Jesus to come in and be your Lord and Savior tonight. You can do it. And that's all the time we have for tonight. So with that, we're going to say we'll see you next time. Here, there, or maybe in the air. Search without end to fill the spirit house.
simplicity of God somehow.